وعليكم الحمد لله الحمد لله فتاح المنان ذي الطول والفضل والإحسان الذي من علينا بالإيمان وفضل ديننا على سائر الأديان ومحى بحبيبه وخليله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عبادة أوثان فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين أما بعد الحمد لله Indeed, it is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are gathered here today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us one more opportunity in our lives again that we can use these few seconds to come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is that being. He is that one. He describes Himself and He tells us who is He. He says, Lahu, for Him, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma fis samawat, whatever is in the skies, whatever we raise our eyes towards the skies and we'll glimpse and we'll see, whatever is present, yeah, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lahu ma fis samawati, wa ma fil ard, whatever is present on the face of the earth, whatever we see and we recognize, whether it is we understand it, whether it is we know about it, whether it is visible to us, whether it is apparent to us, be it in the skies or be it in the earth, every single thing, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, between this earth, between that sky, there are things that are present as well. Things existing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, every single thing between there, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى, whatever is beneath our feet, whatever is down there, whatever exists, every single thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He covers all the directions, every single thing, it belongs towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the greatness, the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a group of people, they came towards Imam Abu Hanifa alayhi rahmah. They said, O Imam, explain to us, tell us about rububiyyah, tell us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His lordship, inform us about it. Imam Abu Hanifa alayhi rahmah, he says to them, he says, you are intelligent people, do you believe, do you have that perception in your minds, that thought, that conviction in your hearts, that a ship, it will leave one shore and it will traverse and it will go towards another shore by itself. When it is that reaches that shore, every single thing that is profitable, every single thing that is good, every single thing of value is now loaded onto that ship without any help, without any human being, without any machinery, without anything. These things are automatically just loaded onto the ship. The ship now leaves the shore, it goes towards another shoreline, and it offloads by itself without any assistance, without any human beings. The ship, it is firstly traveling by itself. It has bearings to move from one point to another point. It is being loaded by itself. After being loaded by itself, it even offloads by itself. He asked these people this question. They said, indeed not. We do not believe that this can occur, that this is something impossible for it to happen. He then asked them, he says that you see the sun existing. It is rising every single morning and setting every evening. You recognize and you see the moon. You see this earth and you see every single thing upon this earth. You see the sky, you see, recognize that rain is falling. Do you believe that these things, they can occur by themselves? Can these things occur by themselves? If it is that you know that a ship, it cannot move from one shoreline to another shoreline without a person guiding it, without some assistance and without some support, all these processions are happening around us every single day of our lives. Do we then believe that nothing is controlling these things? Indeed, there is someone who is controlling these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is that one who is controlling all of these things. Just as He has explained to us, because He is the owner, He is that one who is in control of every single thing. The sky, it is His. The earth, it is His. Every single thing in between, it also belongs to Him. What is beneath our feet, it also belongs to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions and He says, Balillahu mawlakum. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the guardian of you and I. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ النَّاصِرِينَ. And He is the best of helpers. Not a single individual, not a single country, not a single being can help any individual like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give assistance. But when it is you and I will look around, when it is you and I will glimpse, when it is you and I will look at the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are we seeing these help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Muslim city are being bombarded. The Muslim city, they are going through a time of total difficulties and hardships. But yet still they believe and they have conviction in their hearts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is khayrun nasirin. He is the best of all helpers. This ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a place, such an ummah, such a height, that anbiya alayhi wasalam, prophets from the past, they will make dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wala make us as ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't want to be the leader. They didn't want to be the prophet. They didn't want to be that one who will be guiding this ummat. They wanted to be an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they understood the value of this ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatness of it. But for us to understand it, we have to understand the being himself. We have to understand who was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of judgment, when you and I will be guarded, when the entire of mankind will be placed in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people at that time, fear will then enter their hearts. They will recognize who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will see what is thawab, what is rewards. They will now recognize what is adab and what is punishment. Dread and horror will now enter the hearts of the people standing on that day of judgment. In this state of mind, they will want someone to intercede on their behalf. They will want someone to put in a good word with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that their punishment may be uplifted. So that they may be able to go towards Jannah with ease. So that they won't have to go through all this hardship and difficulties. They will think and they will have that thought in their minds that let us go towards Adam alayhi salam. For indeed he was the first man to be created. He was the first Nabi and the first Prophet to come upon the face of the earth. He was that being who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the names of every single thing. So they will go towards Adam alayhi salam. What will be the reply of Adam alayhi salam? He will say, today I cannot help you. For indeed I commit an error and I committed a mistake. I have to answer for my own self. I cannot intercede on your behalf. I have to see about myself first. He will then tell them, go towards Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. They will go towards him. Same conversation will occur. He will not be able to help him. They will go towards Musa alayhi salam. Same conversation. No help will come to them. They will go towards Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was the Khalil and the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still he will not be able to help them. He will then be the people at that time will then be directed. Go towards Isa alayhi salam. Go and tell Isa alayhi salam. He may be able to intercede on your behalf. They will come towards Isa alayhi salam. He himself, he will tell them, no. The people on the face of this earth, they took me as an ilah, they took me as a god. I have to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. Go towards Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will then come towards Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will then be go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite such a hamd, such a glorification towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has never ever been heard on the face of the earth before. Not a single person has ever been thought, or that thought has come in his mind to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that. He will glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will fall in prostration, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after a while, He will give him that ability to intercede. Just to bring our attention to the greatness of who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 124 Anbiya alayhim wassalam came to the face of the earth, none of them could have helped you and I. The only person who will be able to help you and I will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it is we look around, when it is we glimpse at the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today, is this that same ummah that Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, they made dua for, to be a part of, to be an ummati of, to be a follower of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much difficulties, so much troubles, so much persecutions, so much bombardments they are going through at this point in time. Was this that same ummah? Indeed it is. Indeed it is that same ummah in which they made dua for. Today, many so-called people who they consider to have a lot of brain, a lot of intelligence, they think to themselves that they are people of, they have a lot of knowledge. So they give different opinions why it is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in such a plight. They go ahead and they say different things. Suggestions may come about, not enough schools to teach our children. Suggestions may come about, they do not have any knowledge about technology. Suggestions may come about, not enough Muslim governments. The list, it can go on and it can go on and it can go on from now until Qiyamah. But what is the real cause of the destruction of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It is because we have moved away from what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and informed us about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Holy Quran, He says, Alam ya'ni lil-ladina amanu. He asked you and I a question, He asked the people at that time. He is asking the believers, hasn't the time come? Alam ya'ni lil-ladina amanu. Hasn't the time come for those people who have iman? For those people who recognize who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For those people who recognize who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hasn't the time come as yet? Alam ya'ni lil-ladina amanu an taqsha kulubuhum. That their hearts, it now be affected with the remembrance of Allah, the dhikrillah. Hasn't the time come that our hearts had become affected with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hasn't the time come that our hearts had start to be affected with this glorious Quran? Hasn't the time arrived as yet? Let us look around and let us ask ourselves this question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a Quran He revealed, that He mentions and He says concerning this Quran, that is guidance for the entire of mankind. How many of us take it up? How many of us search for this guidance that is present in this Holy Quran? Allah, He is asking you and I. He is asking those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alam ya'ni lil-ladina amanu. Hasn't the time arrived as yet? Hasn't the time come? Alam ya'ni lil-ladina amanu an taqsha kulubuhum lidhikrillah wa ma nazala min al-haq. Hasn't the time come that our hearts have become affected? What does this mean that our hearts become affected? Our hearts is supposed to become soft, supposed to become as a receptacle, like a sponge. Whatever advices are given from the Quran, whatever amra, whatever orders are given from this Holy Quran, we shall be of such a person, such an individual, that we are ready to accept it. Not only accept it, we are ready to bring it practically into our lives. The Holy Quran, this is what is meant, that our hearts becomes affected. Not that that's our limbs that do it alone, but our hearts naturally feels it. Because as long as our heart becomes corrected, our entire body is automatically, it will start to become corrected. Allah, He is asking us, look around, let you and I look around and examine. Hasn't the time come for us to turn back towards the glorification of Allah? Turn back towards that glorious Quran. Turn back to that which has huda, that which has guidance in it again. Imam Ahmad, he mentions and he says that this ayat, it was revealed at such a time when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were in Medina. Such a time that they were having in Medina, that they started to get a little bit of wealth, that they started to become a little bit prosperous, and they weren't exerting themselves as they was exerting themselves when it is that they were in Makkah. There wasn't an obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exerting themselves so much like how it is that they were doing when it is that they were in Makkah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed this ayah towards them. Hasn't the time come that you turn away, that you turn back towards the Quran again, come back towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again? These were Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. How much do we really think that they really deferred? That they really turned away? How much did they really drop and did they really move away from ta'at and from obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much exerting of themselves do we really believe that they moved away from? It would have been only a little bit. They were Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. You and I today. How much avarice, how much prosperousness, how much comfort are we enjoying that we are taking our enjoyment at the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How far have we moved away because of our comfort, because of the prosperities and luxuries that we have from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much have we really moved away? The Sahaba at that point in time, a little bit of moving away, they were reprimanded. You and I, how far have we moved away? Distance between here and the sky, such a distance of moving away from the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. What admonition do you and I need? That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He still gives us a little time. He gives us a little bit of time again, that we can rectify that we are in a plight, that we are in a stage in our lives now for us to turn back, for us to go back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to go back towards this Quran again. Such a Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. He mentions and He says, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ, had He revealed this Quran, had He sent down this Quran, عَلَى جَبَلٍ, upon a mountain, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَاشِيَةِ اللَّهِ, certainly we'll have seen this mountain humbling itself, going down, humbling itself and becoming crumbled because of the khashiyat and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mountain, something made of hard rocks, some rocks which are impenetrable, difficult to go into. Allah is telling us and informing us that this mountain, it will have crumbled and it will have humbled itself. You and I are hearing this Quran every single day of our lives. How much is our hearts affected? Or is it that our hearts are even harder than that of a mountain? What is the condition of our hearts today? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us this ayat. He brings forth this ayat for us to ponder, for us to reflect a little bit how far how we have moved away. Let us try and come back towards the Quran again. Come back towards this in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that there is guidance for the entire of mankind. Because it's only through this, it is only through that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed that this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again will start back to shine. That it will start to become burnished again. It will start back to become bright. Because the way out is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us. Not what those so-called people with great intelligence has informed us. Because why? The reason it came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way out, it came from that creator who created you and I. That creator who has control over the heavens. That creator who has control over the entire earth. That creator who has power over every single thing. Order, it came from Him. Solution, it came from Him. Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu. Hasn't the time reached us yet? Hasn't the time arrived? Alam ya'ni lil-ladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. That our hearts start back to become affected. That we start back to go back towards ta'at and we start to go back towards obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. It is only then that we will start to see back progress. That we will start to rise again. That fear that it was once in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the disbelievers they had for us, it will start back to come again. Only at that point in time we will leave these depths in which we are in and start back to shine again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, solutions, they are coming from Him. Solutions are coming from that highest point, higher above the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a place, these solutions, they are coming from. These are not man-made solutions. These are not solutions that you and I, we sit down one day and we discuss. And we come up with a solution. The solution, it came way since then. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's telling us. And He is informing us. He is persuading us in such a way that we'll start back to become good again. We start back to become such servants towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when it is that we raise our hands and we make dua towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will start back to be accepted again. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Balillahu mawlakum. He is the guardian of you and I. He is the one who will take care of you and I. Wa huwa khayrun nasirin. And He is that being who is the best of all helpers. Not a single being can help us like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through these few words, We start to recognize the plight in which we are in, and we start to turn back towards thought and start to turn back towards obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Because it is only through this that we will find najat and we will find success. I hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues to let us live with Iman, He lets us die with Iman, and He affords us the ability to rise on the day of Jawmul Qiyamah with perfect Iman. Wa akhir da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.